Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News. European Union and British negotiators are on the very last mile in negotiations for a trade accord, and the architecture in place is fine, but details remain. The EU's chief executive said Monday. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told an OECD event via video, quote, "We want a level playing field, not only at the start, but also over time. This is the architecture that we are building," she said. Fabian Zuilig, chief executive of the European Policy Center, says it's unclear what progress actually is being made between the EU and the UK on a Brexit deal.
Clearly, both sides are trying to signal that there can be progress and that on some of the issues there continue to be discussion. But whether we are really getting to the heart of the differences which are there is difficult to judge.
The Trump administration acknowledged Sunday several U.S. institutions were hacked on behalf of a foreign government. Experts believe Russia is likely behind the attack on the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. U.S. media calls it one of the most sophisticated attacks on U.S. government systems in years. Both the FBI and the cybersecurity arm of Department of Homeland Security are investigating the breach. This is VOA News. People around the United States are preparing to receive the first doses of the new coronavirus vaccine as the largest vaccination program in U.S. history gets underway. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Healthcare workers and nursing home residents are first in line to kick off the biggest vaccination effort in U.S. history. Health officials are hoping the public will embrace the vaccine as the start of ending a pandemic that's killed nearly 300,000 Americans. But there is some skepticism and worry. Initial surveys have found even some health workers do not want to be first in line.
That was AP's Sagar Magani. Germany expects to receive 11 million doses of BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine by March, the health ministry announced Monday. In January alone, 3 million to 4 million doses of the vaccine will be provided for inoculations in Germany, a ministry spokesman said. The Nigerian army says at least 26 Nigerian generals have tested positive for the coronavirus and one has died after they attended a conference in the nation's capital. Following last week's conference, the army ordered coronavirus testing of all participants. By Sunday, 26 positive cases had been confirmed out of 417 tested. All who attended the conference had gone into self-isolation, while those who tested positive started medical treatment. Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok briefly visited Addis Ababa Sunday for talks on Ethiopia's restive Tigray region, where fighting has caused tens of thousands of people to flee to neighboring Sudan. Hamdok's visit was initially scheduled to last for 2 days, but he returned to Sudan after just a few hours. It was not clear why the trip was cut short. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed says the violence in Tigray has stopped and that there is no need for Sudan's offer to broker a ceasefire. Ethiopia's government took military action against Tigray after the region's forces attacked a military camp of federal troops November 4th, according to Prime Minister Abiy. In-person early voting begins Monday in the U.S. state of Georgia, where two runoff elections will decide which political party holds a majority in the U.S. Senate when a new term begins in January. Democrats are challenging two Republican incumbents after no candidate earned an absolute majority in either race in November general election. Republicans currently stand to hold a 50-48 advantage in the 100-seat Senate, but Democrats could achieve parity by winning both Georgia seats. Voters will have until December 31st in some parts of the state to cast early ballots. The runoff election will be held January 5th. From Washington, via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.